see how long it takes my 9-month-old to go to sleep for her second nap of the day. But let's put her in her sleep sack.
Lily like rolled over and opened her eyes as soon as I closed the door. I'm just hoping she'll go to sleep, but I don't know. She's literally standing up now.
Like, what are you doing?
She was literally just chilling in here for 15 minutes, so she's not gonna put herself to sleep. So now I have to try again.
Sleep.
It's currently 12 o'clock. I'm gonna retry and put her down. She was literally just rolling around in bed with dad while I was doing my makeup. So let's see how this goes. He's currently putting her, or changing her diaper and putting her in a sleep sack so I can put her to bed.
Let's try this again. It's 12:11. She is way too hyper. Really close the door.
Why are you standing? I'm literally tapped out. Literally just sitting on the floor. I don't know what to do. Since 10:40 and it's literally 1 o'clock. She's literally screaming off the top of her lungs. So I brought her in the bed. I'm gonna try and feed her laying down. But honestly, she's over it. And I'm over it. And I literally, and she's teething like crazy. Like I'm so tapped out. Like, I am tapped out. She's still not asleep. It is 2 o'clock and she is still not asleep. My mother-in-law said, you know what? Just give me a bottle, because we had things we needed to do today. Like, we need to go grocery shopping, and we were just gonna end up taking her with us right now and just drive around, let her fall asleep, and then when she wakes up, go grocery shopping. But my mother-in-law was just like, you know what, leave her, give me a bottle, I'll put her to sleep. She has been up since 8:40. 8:40 she's been up, and it is 2 o'clock.